Okay, we've just watched the final Rugby World Cup in the Stade de France in Paris between the New Zealand All Blacks and the Springboks, the South African Bokke. Was a close game. The results would indicate that 12-11. One try only, Beauden Barrett for New Zealand, and four penalties by the Springboks. So that's two penalties for the All Blacks and a try unconverted. So that's 3 plus 3 plus 5 is 11, and four penalties at three each for 12. The game, in my opinion, was interrupted continually by the TMOs. That's the people that look at the television replays. The VMOs, you might say, the video match officials, or the touch match officials, whatever they're called, whatever they are, they've continually interrupted games right throughout the Rugby World Cup. The Rugby World Cup, by all means, seems to be quite a successful World Cup from a logistics point of view. Although they ran out of scarves, which were only about $5 each or 5 euros, or whatever they are each. They ran out of scarves for the final. And many other games I've run out as well. So that was quite good. If you've managed to get one, a bit of a memento to bring back to where you come from. But the game itself was a stop-start affair. Both captains were sin-binned, with the New Zealand captain being upgraded from yellow to red, which means he didn't play again, and the All Blacks were down to 14 men for the majority of the game. Now, I won't comment on the game per se, because if you've been a rugby fan, you would have watched it. And you'd have your own opinion as to whether the game could have had a different result depending on A, the penalty that was awarded via a alleged infringement from Adi Sa there, which turned out to be not true, and also the disallowed try from Aaron Smith, and also the fact that the Springbok captain was not upgraded to red. But New Zealand captain was. So there's those sort of things that we can discuss. Not so much forever and a day, but the game's finished. So this is the point. The point is that history is already recording that South Africa won by 12 to 11. Now, interesting here, 12, South Africa won by 1 point in their quarterfinal against France. They won by 1 point in their semi-final against England, and they won by 1 point in their final against New Zealand. So where does that leave rugby? Well, in my opinion, and this opinion is shared by many, many other people, if rugby, or the people that run rugby, don't do something about these TMOs, they're going to ruin it as a fan-supported spectacle. Fan-supported spectacle, what does that mean? Well, it means that the fans support the game, and they are called spectators because they go to observe, watch, and consume a spectacle. It's not a spectacle if it's continually interrupted by seemingly pedantic and sometimes very confusing decisions by the VMO or TMO or whatever they call themselves. That's a group of people who look at every angle using television cameras, etc., or using cameras to pinpoint infringements. And in some cases, it was seen with the Mount Samoa game and in this game as well, but the Mount Samoa game in particular, a try was converted. That's right, converted. That means that the score was 5 for the try and another 2 for kicking the ball over the goalposts in the correct way. 7. And also, hey, hold it. Now that try was now disallowed because of a knock-on or whatever. That's an unheard-of type of spectacle. It's ludicrous because it means nothing is safe. No area of play is safe. You get a try, well, do you celebrate it, or do you wait until the guys in the screens, with the screens, give the nod, some sort of weird emperor? But the consumption as a spectacle by fan support is at risk. We already have risks, from a rugby point of view, from rugby league down here in the Southern Hemisphere, which is Australia, New Zealand, basically, not so much Southern Africa. But you've also got the UFC. Boxing is. Yeah, well, it doesn't have as many events as the UFC, which seems to be fighting every week in places like the Middle East, as well as, you know, different other parts of the world. And boxing starting to follow that as well by having events like just recently, today even, in Dubai and places like that. So the consumption of a sport by fans in America, you've got American football, probably the world's most highest valued sporting rights. You've got basketball, baseball, and you've got ice hockey and various other sports, including soccer, which is they call football in Europe, because it's, you know, it's the, wherever you are, the main game that's played on the field. The ball is always described as being football. So in America, football is, you know, what we call American football, played on the gridiron. In Europe, it's the soccer is called football. New Zealand rugby is called football. Although various attempts have tried to make it called rugby, and I won't get into that, because that's that in itself is, you know, pedantically boring. The point is, what will rugby do in order to make itself more relevant, more interesting as a spectacle, instead of this pedantic carousel of luck, of happenstance, and just total weirdness that it has been? And I'm not saying this because of sour grapes, because the All Blacks lost. No. This is all about the pool matches, the quarterfinals and semifinals, as well as the finals, ruined completely as a spectacle by the TMOs. So that's the main thing today, is the TMO edition interfering with a fan-supported spectacle? I'd say yes, very big yes. Does it leave a sour taste in the mouth? Of course it does. And notwithstanding that people bet on these games, but the fact is that you've got national pride at work. And this has been happening for some time, and, you know, for various things which we won't get into, but those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. So in this particular instance, the game of rugby as a fan-supported spectacle is at threat. Enough said about that, and we're going to go on and have a good weekend regardless, and we'll be doing a lot more podcasts. I'm always saying this, I know that, but we'll get more into podcasts. This is a kind of note to self type podcast at the moment, but definitely we'll talk to people and we'll have their opinions. I can either do it as a journalistic type sort of person, which I'm not, which is extracting information from people, or a conversational type of activity. I'm more the latter, more of a conversation type sort of person. And the idea is to, you know, make as many podcasts as possible, and then slowly but surely get better and better and better, and make it a bit more interesting. I probably am going to be looking at having a fan-supported audio spectacle. And I myself must not become the TMO, the hindrance of everything that takes out the uncertainty. The definition of adventure is when the outcome is uncertain. But now with the TMOs, the outcome is uncertain and the TMOs are uncertain. So there's nothing certain about the uncertainty. Ludicrous as that sounds, that's exactly where we're at. Wherever you are, take care. Have a great day. Bye.